Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
With Mario. Mario, what you talking about? Know
your role and shut your mouth.
That's right. You gotta know it. Know your role, peoples. Hey, it's all good. Third edition of the podcast. Final approach. What's happening? It's Mario. And we got a couple things lined up for you today. We're going to talk to Alex Langbell over in Eastern Washington. We're going to chop it up with him. I got a little bit of a migration report. I'm going to get to that. Of course, the podcast brought to you by my good peoples at Benelli Federal Ammunition and Mossy Oak. Let me get my I only got a couple. There's not much going on. We had a ton of snow and some weather in the Midwest and a couple different places. I will tell you that the best report I got is the Canada report from Brad, kind of telling me what's going on in Canada, which is great because basically he's saying everything bugged out because there was a pile of snow. And that's what we want to hear. Like, tell them to get out of there and start getting down here so we can get to work here. So, let's see. So, yeah. So, Brad says, north and central Alberta, heavy snow. Most of the birds exited south. There's still some honkers and some mallards, but it's low. Southern Alberta has a bunch of birds, but they're going to skedaddle soon. Steve Hawkinson down in Sacramento, which is funny. Old Steve at Cupped Up. he said, birds have settled into their safety zones. He said, go bass fishing, throw a rattle trap. Gotcha. If the hunting's that bad, bro, I'm not fishing. I'll be just pissed. I'll just be sitting home pissed. And the only other report I got, D, over in Utah, D's saying there's some stuff that's actually froze up and unhuntable, but he said it's warmed up this past week, full moon, so the birds are kind of, they got no urgency and nothing crazy. He's waiting on some more birds to get there, just like I'm sure lots of people, and I guess there's some snow in Montana and northeast Idaho, so they should start kind of breaking through there and kind of heading towards you. So if you got anything or you're seeing anything that's helpful, pass it on and we'll let everybody know. A couple things I'll hip you to. Don't forget tomorrow's FA Friday. We're doing this live on a Thursday. We're going to record it and put it up on our podcast so you can get it on Apple Podcast. If you are checking out our FA Fridays where we give stuff away, check us out every Friday. We got cool stuff to give away, and we're even going to give some stuff away tonight because I don't care. We got a little bit of a budget, and we're just going to burn it. So the cool thing is you can to get more entries on our FA Fridays, we just talked about this today, is you can follow us on Instagram. You can like us on Facebook, and then you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, which I just put some more videos up today. So if you want to go and head that up, do that. We got a couple cool videos on there. We're just trying to go through some products. If you want more information about a product or something else, like the one I just put up today was, you know, guys were asking about whoopgrass and how to put it on their blind. permanently or not permanently, and I gave you kind of a couple options. So I just stuck that video up today. So if you guys want to see that, go to the YouTube channel, and we'll see who's checking in. When you guys do check in, make sure you say where you're from so I can give you a little shout out. So then we can kind of give some stuff away later and mark everybody and let us know. Jeff's over in Northwest Pennsylvania. What up, Jeff? Dave checked in. Coley, I believe that's how you say that. There you go, Dave, Northwest Indiana. Iced up, bro. You better get the ice ripper out or the chainsaw and get to it. Oh, we got somebody from Rhode Island. Ryan Garbutt here in Oregon. Bobby Corser saying the polar vortex is making its way out. Where's it coming from, Bobby? What are we going
to
hit?
It's heading the East Coast. It's gone.
Heading to the East Coast. Gotcha. Gotcha. Ray Jackson's checking in. What up, Ray? We're going to call Alex Langbell in just a little bit. We'll talk to him at Gundog Outdoors and kind of, you know, BS with him and see what he's got. He's got a couple of new products out. I've known Alex for, man, way too long, which is cool. And he's doing it on his own now. He's helped a ton of companies kind of do some stuff and finally just said, I'm going to break on my own and do my own thing, which is awesome. So happy for him. So I'm going to actually give him a call now. We'll get it started. I told him I was going to call him at 5:15 our time so I could give him a shout in just a little bit. That would be cool. If he can just hold up. Here's Corey giving us a shout. Some of the ducks. Oh, I missed that. Hold on. Let me get to that. Let's see. Hold on, Corey. I'll read your thing right here, bro, because we'll try to get reports as we go and update everybody. And, you know, if you guys got questions on anything, on any of the products or anything, I am seeing a big surge on the whoopgrass. Folks just starting to kind of get their blinds together and get them ready as everybody prepares for the season. So, we're seeing a big uptick in that. That's a great product. I mean, I don't waste time anymore in the morning putting grass on. I put a little bit on and that's it. I'm not wasting time. That's why they make the raffia grass and the whoop grass. So, Corey said there's some of the ducks are already showing up on the Oregon coast. Cool. So, that's a good deal. Corey Hart's watching us from Missouri. What up, Corey? Tom, what up in Pennsylvania? So we'll call Alex here in a couple minutes. And like I said, hit up the Instagram page if you got some cool pictures. Hit up our Facebook and like us on Facebook. We got our picture of the week every Monday. It's Money's picture of the week. So we still do that. That's every Monday. And we give away a dog vest. So it's geared toward the dogs that are such a big part of our lives. And then, like I said, hit us up on Instagram and as well as our YouTube channel. Subscribe to that so you get on that. All right, I'm gonna call Alex because I got a couple things I want to just chop with him. He might be heading home from work. I don't know. We'll see. He's a firefighter, so he's a captain. So now he doesn't have to work for a living, but I'm going to make fun of him, but he does work. If he don't answer, we'll just call him back. He might have.
I reached Alex Langbell, Gundog Outdoors.
All right, so we'll get back to Alex in a hot minute. So a couple of the things I can go over. We're already working on some stuff for next year. If you guys haven't, you know, looked at FA or you're new to it or whatever, make sure you check out anything that's got a blue logo on it. The blue logo stuff is all the new stuff. That's what's brand new. That's what's out. And fresh for this year. We're already working, like I said, on stuff for next year. So if you see that blue logo, I'm starting to get pictures with it and guys using stuff and happy about what's going on and where we are and how we're trying to basically come back as a company. And listen, this is 1993. If you don't know the story, that's when Latchaw started it. That's when Ron started it. He had it for a long time. Then it was, he sold it to Culpin. Actually, it was Tinks first, then Culpin. Then it was Bushnell. Then it was ATK. Then it was Vista. So it's been around the block. You know, sat there for a couple times, and nobody's really looked after it. It's always had a great name, always great products. There was a couple years where things slipped a little bit through the cracks, whether it was like the manufacturing factory or some stuff was lesser value. So that kind of sucked. But, you know, I think we're out of all those products, which is good. So we can only kind of get you decent stuff now. And the stuff that we're making, we're trying to make it as good as we can make it for the price and get it to you guys. So we're really, really pushing that hard. We're trying to, you know, get you the best price, get you the best gear, make something that you need as opposed to like, you know, everybody makes this. Well, let's just make that to make it. I don't want to do that. You know, we're not trying to do that as a company. Like, we might make something that everybody else makes just so we have it, but we're not sitting around going, oh, let's just make some stuff so we can sell. Like, that's not what we're about. We're trying to make some cool stuff for waterfowlers, make you guys more comfortable, make some reliable stuff when you guys are out, and gals. I say guys, but it's gals too. It's everybody. There's a big push on women in the industry and women in the hunting outdoor business and just in general, just out, which is awesome. You know, everybody's always saying take kids, take whoever, you know, take women, children, kids, adults, doesn't matter. Just take them, get them out, and go. So do that. Do us all a favor and keep the tradition going and the sport going and all that. So Bobby always does my stuff. Hey, Bobby, what's the weather? What's the pattern coming like in the next, in the next month? Are we going to be, like, as a whole in the country, are we going to be, you know, dry, wet, cold? What's it gonna do as far as that? Are we gonna get anything, you know, long, anything good
long term? Yes. Cold air is gonna still move out of Canada over the next couple days.
Okay.
Ridging in the west coast continues, so we'll be under higher pressure.
Nice.
So, kind of similar to what we have now, but that pattern is forecast to change over the next 10 days. We're starting to move east, so the west coast will get a little bit more action.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some rain and some storms and some crap out this way, right?
Kind of dry out toward the middle of the country.
And right.
Then get real nice.
Is the middle of the country and everywhere else, are they going to get cold, or what's going to go on?
Be cold after the next short waves moves through, so
gotcha.
The next 10 days will kind of get cold again. They'll moderate a little bit, and then it'll start to get cold.
I gotcha. Yeah, because, I mean, there's been some blasts through the Midwest there that have just gone, like, right in the tank. Yeah, right in the tank. So, you know, listen, I'm always talking, Bobby's on the weather all the time, and that's what he does. I mean, the only reason I'm doing that is, listen, we are weather driven, folks. We are freaking weather driven. This sport is not, this is not to get a suntan and sit outside. Like, it's got to be nasty, and we gotta get after it. So the worse the weather is, the better it is for us. So we're always trying to look at that, and we're always trying to watch it just for those reasons. So I'm trying to think of the uptick on a couple other things that we got going and selling. I know the honkers, we just bumped the price down on the honkers. Man, I'm excited about the honkers. We changed the plastic and the paint, so we're going pretty good on those, and we're getting real aggressive on the pricing. So you can go to fabrand.com. And we're also running out of Roger Sporting Goods. We got some exclusives there. We got a pile of exclusives there, so you could look, and they're always running crazy sales where they just chop stuff and get rid of it. It's pretty insane there. So you could always you can always go there and see what's on sale and see what's going. Tom in Pennsylvania said Southeast PA low in the 20s. And the ducks are moving in. That's good. That's what I'm saying. So stuff is starting to kind of kick in. The Midwest had a big weather blast, and and now maybe we'll kind of get back to some real winter, you know, and real stuff to see if we can, you know, make it happen. So that's what you need. You know what I mean? You got to have it. You got to have it or it doesn't work. So somebody said they're having trouble getting a signal for the podcast in Montana. It's just Facebook Live, right, Bobby? They should just be, as long as they get Facebook, they should be able to get it. So, yeah. I'm trying Alex again just to see. I don't know if he's got a call or he had something come up. So he's still busy. So we can check in with somebody else. I got a list of guys that we could always run through and call. Let's see. Oh, Alex is going to call us in 5. That's good. That's good, bud. Corey just posted something up. He said something about deer hunters, and every time I see that, I just want to cry. I'm not the deer hunting guy. So, and listen, if you hunt deer, awesome. Go for it. It does zero for me. But if they tasted like a moose, I would hunt them more, but they just don't. They taste good, don't get me wrong, but if we had moose here in Oregon, I would be that's what I would be doing, because it's ridiculous. Because when we go up to Canada and go up to Brad's place, and you know, they got a couple moose this year, it was incredible, and the meat is just unreal. So it is just, it's a huge deal up there. So I love going up there. Got some trips coming up. We were down in Oklahoma. I can run through that really quick. Big shout outs to Evan Stabilitis at Tornado Country Outfitters, who is down in Oklahoma. He's right on the Texas-Oklahoma border. We ran down there and took a couple folks down there to shoot some cranes. They had that on their bucket list. They never shot a crane. So we ran down there and piled up some cranes with Evan and the guys down there. And then shot a couple cattle ponds, dugouts, tanks, they call them. Like, everybody's got a different term for them. So, yeah, we shot a couple tanks and shot some ducks down there. We did shoot a few geese. We did actually Corey and the outdoor writer that we had down there, Andrew McKean, who writes for Outdoor Life. Andrew was down there with us, and him and Corey jumped up on a pair of honkers, and man, they just lined up at the same time and they shot them both. And of course one comes back and it's got a band on it. And so then they start throwing, they were going to throw, you know, rock, paper, scissors, this, that. They actually played a rattle game, which was pretty funny, back at the shack, at the camp house. And it was, you know, pick a rattlesnake rattle, and whoever's got more rattles wins, which was pretty funny. So I've never seen that one done, but so that was pretty cool. So actually Corey won the band, and it actually was a local bird down there in Oklahoma, and it was about 4 years old. It said banded in, like, you know, 15 or 16 or whatever it said, and it was an adult at the time or whatever. So who knows? I was looking at the bird and I thought it was at least somewhere between 6 to 8 years old. It was just old, big old tattered honker. So I thought it was old. So sometimes the bands, you know, if they band them as an adult, you can't really tell, you know, cause who knows, that unless they're trying to figure out, you know, you're never going to know. So I thought that one was older, but that's what the band said. So is what it is. But Corey got it, and then we shot some lessers down there and some cool birds and some mallards and some gadwall and some teal. It was a good time. So Evan's a good dude, and we had a great time. So here, Alex is calling right now. So hey, Bubba, sorry to bother you, bro. I didn't know when you got off work or whatever, so we were just chipping away, and I was just ready to get to it. So
yeah. Well, I was out the door, and then my boss called me, and I'm like, he just, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on at work, so he's just, you know, bending my ear on that. So
yeah,
I was like,
it's all good,
I'm
bro.
Almost home.
Hey, you so gotta make your money.
Exactly, and he loves me, so gotta keep him happy. he's it's funny because he's the deputy chief. He's the second in charge. You got the fire chief, you got deputy chief.
Right.
And he's so powerful in the organization So, like, there's chiefs that are underneath him, and then I'm underneath those chiefs. But because I act as a voice for the training division, like, I tell the chiefs what to do, and I'm sure they just hate it, or because I'm telling, like, guys who are higher ranking than me what they can do, what they can't, and how they got to operate, and it's just kind
so
of
you're funny. You're really the boss, bro, then. Don't lie.
Yes, I am. Exactly, because by rank, but because, you know, my orders come from him, so.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's just, I love it. It's like,
that's awesome.
Try to mess with me.
Hey, so we're talking Alex Langwell, Gun Dog Outdoors. Alex has been around the industry a long time, just like me. We're kind of old schoolers. We've been doing this a long time. We've helped a lot of companies, you know, get bigger, get better, make more money, and we just kind of chip away as we go.
Right? Thinking of all the companies.
I mean, that's really it, bro. I wouldn't change anything. So, you know, I am where I am. Same with you. You know what I mean? We had a path and we took it and we ran with it and we charged hard and here we are. So no big deal.
Yep. And I think we're in a good place right now.
There's no doubt.
We're both got going on. And so I'm happy. I'm my own boss. I'm working for myself. And that was a big step. And I wouldn't have been able to do it if I wouldn't have been involved with the other companies and
That's right.
The videos and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, everything that you do in the past, you know, takes you to where you are now. There's no doubt about it. You know what I mean? There's no, you know, Bobby's here. Bobby does a bunch with me and checks the weather and makes sure the podcast is going. And Bobby worked with me at the radio station before when I did all that stuff. And he knows. And I used to teach the young kids, like, listen, like, you're not going to learn anything from when it goes good or the wins. You know, it's like sports and everything else. Like, you learn stuff when the bottom drops out and it sucks and you lose and you get shit canned or whatever. I mean, that's when you learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It's like, if how you get better in life, and I tell this all the young folks, it's like, it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up and dust yourself off. And
there's no doubt.
You learn from your mistakes, you know? And that's what you really do is if you're not learning from your mistakes and getting better, then you're not learning, you know. And I'm the OG, you know, and you
hey,
are too.
I'm
and
right
so
there,
it's
bro.
Like, we've got a lot of experience, but we've been knocked down a lot, you know.
That's right.
So never give up, man. Just be ruthless.
Well, you know, and listen, it goes right into hunting as well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know you and I did some seminars together, and when I'm always talking, if I'm even talking to people, you know, it's like, you know, I always try to say stuff at the beginning. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not that guy that's like the know-it-all. I don't come across like that, but I know a lot of stuff. But the reason I know a lot of stuff, same with you, is because we have more days hunting under our belts for waterfowl than a lot of people. And it's nothing other than just sheer years and going and then all the mistakes that happen and all the stuff that happens and all the shit you see and all, you know what I mean? Everything, everything you learn off of everything. If you're open, man, you just suck it in and suck it in. And by the time, you know, you're getting up there and in age, man, you just got a lot of info, you know what I mean? And I want to pass it on, because what am I going to do with it? Same with you.
Absolutely. That's why I have no problem. People, I get messages all the time on social media, Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. And I respond to every one of them.
That's right.
Then they're kind of, some of them are really humble. Like, I can't believe you're talking to me. It's like, I'm just a dude. I'm just a guy who got lucky and I was on
That's
TV
right.
a couple times.
That's
and it's
right.
like, I'm no different than any of you guys. I love waterfowl hunting. I put my waders on one boot at a time.
That's right.
You know, and I give these guys advice as much as I can, you know. The only thing I won't ever tell is the exact location where we go to kill ducks. That's it. I'll tell you the general area. I'll tell you how to do it, how to set up the decoys, what to do a certain time of the year, anything you want to know. But you got to go and do what I did and find out where those ducks are.
Listen,
and scout.
That
actually
is
makes
true.
You a better hunter, you know?
Bro, that is no truer statement has been spoken. I will tell anybody anything other than exactly where I'm going and what I, and you know, listen, there might be one or two tricks that I hide. There might be. You know what I mean? I can't give everybody everything, but I'm open book too. You know what I mean? And especially with young kids and kids that want to get after it, like, I'll help anybody. Like, you want to get going, I'm all about it. You know what I mean? You want to get going, I am good to go. So the good thing about it is we can pass as much stuff on as we want to, which is cool. And I love passing it on because, you know, you see that next generation, you know, you see that next generation there, and it's awesome. You know what I mean?
I know.
So,
And we need to keep getting the next generation involved.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we're losing hunters. And
we do. We need to keep grinding. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. So, hey, we're talking to Alex Langbell, Gun Dog Outdoors. You're on the Final Approach podcast. It's up on Apple Podcasts, and it'll be up on a couple other platforms shortly. We could run through Alex's stuff in a second, but you can follow us on Instagram. Both of us, me and Alex, you can follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Alex, what's your YouTube channel? Because obviously it's Gun Dog Outdoors on everything else. What's the YouTube channel?
Yeah, well, I got my personal that I post a lot of fun stuff is Alex Langbell Outdoors, and I got the company, the Gun Dog Outdoors, which is absolutely blowing up, which I'm just so happy about that. And then I got a YouTube channel where I just got everything from the old Foul Life, the Grinds, got shows on there. I got some tips, hunting tips and stuff recently that I've been doing on my own just because I love to produce and edit and stuff like that. So that is Alex Langbell Productions. That's on YouTube. So I'm pretty good following there. And we're going to be putting out some more stuff. Me and my daughter, Sierra, we're going to be doing some filming with you guys a couple times too this year.
Yep.
Final Approach. And so, we got some hunts down in Oklahoma. I think we're going up to Missouri to hunt with you guys, hunt in Kansas, hunting with you down in Oregon. And so you'll see some more, you know, up-to-date footage for that. So,
Well, good. So you can check Alex out on all those places. Go to the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe so you get all the stuff. I go on there. I'm a subscriber, bro. I watch. I'm in there. So
I appreciate that, bro.
Hey, let's go through. So right now you have your release system or whatever you refer to it as. That's kind of the product that was on fire. And now you've just come out with, if you guys don't know, go to Gun Dog Outdoors and check the release system for the dog. It keeps them steady, keeps them safe, teaches them good manners, and is easier for the handler to, you know, let the dog go, and you can be remote as well. And then you just came out with,
kit.
Yeah. Like
for,
a safety,
for
right.
Dogs, for
right.
Waterfowl first and upland bird dogs. Yep. Exactly. Designed specifically for, bird dogs. And it's, I've got 25 years in EMT. I've been a dog owner, waterfowl for over 36 years. So I've seen pretty much any kind of injury that can happen to a human or a mammal. You know, everything from gunshots to stab wounds to puncture wounds to dislocation. I mean, you name it, I've seen it all. And so what I've done is I went ahead and put together a kit that you can throw in your blind bag, you throw in your boat, you can clip it onto your belt when you're pheasant hunting. And it basically, if something happens to your dog, you're able to treat it right there and get it to a vet. It's not it's not a kit where it's got everything that you would need, a stapler and all that stuff, you know, to treat your dog.
It's going
to
get you by. It's going
to
get you by.
It's basically just to get them to stop the bleeding, to get them treated, to get, you know, get the stuff out of their eyes, flush it out. There's eye wash in there, stuff like that, and then get them to the vet. So it's an emergency trauma kit. And what's nice about it is I put together a field guide that go through signs and symptoms, and kids go through steps on how to treat the dog. And one thing what's nice about this kit is there is hypothermia is a huge, huge, huge issue for dogs. Especially waterfowl hunting dogs. They get in the water, they get in the cold weather, and they start losing their body core temperature. And what's nice about it is my kit is one of the only ones I've found that actually treats hypothermia. And it's as simple as putting a hot pack in there, a big, you know, big one you'd use that we use in the EMS field for humans, a big pack like that, and then an emergency blanket and knowing what to do, you know, with that stuff. And that will save dogs' life. And I've actually had feedback from several guys who've already used it, the trauma kit for their dog. So it's pretty cool to see that.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge deal. You know, I'll probably just leave one in the boat, because listen, worst case scenario, you could use it on a human if you need to.
Absolutely. That's what it's all human grade. It is. It's all the stuff. Yeah.
Right.
It's
right.
All the stuff that I mean, it's stuff that we use in the field, yeah, in the EMS field, you know, yeah. it's all human grade stuff. And it's even got a tourniquet in there too. It's designed for dogs. You can't get a regular tourniquet that we have for a dog because of their leg shapes and stuff like that. So
right.
they actually right. have a tourniquet, a rubber band tourniquet that I put in the kit. So
well,
it's a cool kit. It's a good peace of mind kit. You know,
that's
just
right.
like the safety system that I designed. It's just a good peace of mind. You know, your
that's
dog's
right.
not going to break and get shot by
right.
someone you don't know or, you know, their experience. And so
yep.
it just, that's just a couple of good, really solid items with the company. I had a couple other things coming out, but I got to,
yeah. Yeah, get those dialed in. Yeah, that's right. Get them dialed in and then bring them out. There's no doubt about it. You know, listen, I'll tell you this. I lost money right before the hunting season, and I could tell you right now, bro, this season sucks for me.
Oh, I can't even imagine it.
Bro,
I can't even imagine it.
This season sucks without a dog, without, like, my partner going. Like, this is the first time, I've been without a dog in, oh my God, 20 years probably.
Yeah, it's not even waterfowl to me. I can't imagine going out with not having a dog. I mean, maybe it was not my dog, if my dog's at home injured or tired or whatever.
Right.
There's gotta be a dog somewhere.
Correct. Correct.
It just has to be.
Yeah, this
and
is
so.
This,
and that's why I think my company's doing well, is because it is focused on the dogs. And
that's
people
right.
People are so obsessed with their hunting dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Part of the family, the whole deal. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Like, and I'm, oh God, I'm searching for a dog. I'm searching for a puppy now. You want to talk about a headache? Like, you know, listen, it's easy to find a puppy, but I'm just not looking for just like, you know,
yeah.
We've had this discussion, like the same,
yep.
you know,
yep.
the same
I know, yeah.
breeding, the same grandparent. Yep. Like, I'm just over yep. that. So yeah, we'll, I'm working on that. But
yeah,
this blows.
Yeah, we'll find you one. We'll sucks. Get you a good one. We'll get you another Ellie.
Good God, this sucks. So
that's my dog Ellie.
Oh, she's doing all right.
She's doing wonderful. She's a little rock star.
Good.
She's just a little. She's got so
she's
much
a little
personality.
Machine.
She's like I said. She's
that's right.
Part of the family. So
awesome. Yeah. Hey, tell me this, because you've been doing this a long time. What is your favorite Final Approach product? Think
favorite.
Yeah,
that's really
any,
easy for me.
It's easy.
It's
Let's
really
hear.
Terrible. It's that pro. The XL Pro Guide blind.
That I gotcha.
Hands down best. I was a hunting guide for 6 years, and then we started filming and doing all this stuff. And for comfort, for just a solid piece
for space,
of equipment,
right?
We have four of those blinds that we still have that are over 10 years old, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
And so
I mean, I remember. God, where the hell I think. I think I bought my original Eliminator from Bill Saunders at a sports show. Like, I don't know. Bill must have been like 17. No, I don't know. Like a long time ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my God. And I still have that Eliminator in the shop with grass on it still. And like
That's
you said, zero issues.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
that's
cool. I would definitely I would have to agree with that. The other thing that I had, and I mean literally recently threw it away because it was just like the bottom was rotted out. It was like the outside of the backpack was rotted out. It was the first like FA backpack. I mean, with the
That's
old
cool.
Goose logo in old, you know, shadow grass,
yeah.
like,
yep.
oh my God. Like,
yeah.
yeah, bro, that thing was, I don't even know how old it was.
Yeah.
It just like ridiculous. And I know that Eliminator is, it's gotta be 15 years old at least. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, the Final Approach makes, in my opinion, makes the best blinds on the market. They just do. They're just solid, well-built blinds. I mean, I remember seeing prototypes when Ron Latshaw had, you know, prototypes of the original Eliminators. That's right. Crazy. That's right. How I just dated myself.
Yeah, bro, but...
I remember seeing those prototypes. It's crazy.
That's what's nuts. There's been some great, you know, advancements, and just in the whole hunting industry, there's no doubt there's been some killer stuff that has been made. Some great minds came up with some great stuff, and then a lot of the other stuff that, you know, duck hunters think of or make, you know, it's just like, you know, I got to do this, and I'm just going to make something to so I can do it. Like, yeah. You know, some of the, you know, weird science, freaking monster garage stuff that comes out is...
That's what us duck hunters do.
I know.
We come up with different pull strings and different ways to move decoys and build different blinds. And you know what makes it frustrating for me is I can remember going to Canada every year and building these A-frame blinds out of this, like... hog paneling wire and
willows.
Just building these and putting burlap around it and taking these to Canada and hunting at them. And if I would have got my head out of my ass and I would have actually marketed it, I'd been way ahead because no one was making these things. And I was doing it back in the 90s.
I know.
It was frustrating. I mean, I look back and it's like, dang, you missed out on a lot.
Believe me, bro. There was a couple ideas where me and my brother have talked about it and both of us were, oh my God, both of us want to kick each other in the ass like a long time ago, going, man, we should have made this. We didn't. Yeah. We screwed up. Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's funny.
But, you know, that's the way it goes. We didn't have two nickels to rub together and make stuff. No. And what the hell? No. We didn't know, you know, we didn't know who to find to make it or what. Yeah, so what are you going to do? It was just a dream, so.
Exactly. You're just spending all your money's going towards gas just so you can go hunting.
I know.
Ammo. That was it. You didn't eat. It was all shells and gas. That's what you need. Or I can remember going on trips and then, like, you didn't have enough money for a hotel and you just sleep in your truck.
Oh, yeah. Bro, there's been many times like that. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. We've all done that. So what trips? So you got some trips coming up, or what are you looking forward to the most to going?
Yeah. Well, I got some cool bucket list trips this year. I don't know why I'm knocking off all these bucket list
that's good.
Trips for some reason. Yeah. So believe it or not, I've never shot a sandhill. As much as a waterfowl, I've never shot a sandhill. So I've got a trip planned. We're actually going down. We're hunting with Wildfowl Magazine and a couple other guys, and we're doing down in Oklahoma. Brian Baker, he's at Crane Records. He's on Facebook. He just stacks them up. They're hunting over stuffers. So we got an invite to go down there. We'll probably run a camera on that, film that.
Yeah,
my daughter's
fun.
Going down with me. So I'll be doing that, then going through from there, I'm spending about a couple weeks in the Midwest. I'm hitting Kansas, hunting with my buddy, Big Kansas Outfitters, and then I'm Ben, and then I'm hooking up with you and the Rogers, going up to Missouri. And we're going to go shoot some ducks right across from Tony Vandermore's place.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that Alex, Corey just sent me a message, and he's like, Alex, that's the best. You're going to go nuts on that crane hunt. My buddy Corey was like sideways, bro. He thought that was the coolest thing ever. And listen, I hadn't shot a crane until this year either. We shot some in Saskatchewan, and then we went to Oklahoma. So, but I will tell you this, bro, as soon as you shoot them, get them on the grill. It's going to blow.
I've eaten them. I've eaten them last year.
Oh, my God.
I've eaten them.
Blow
it was
your mind.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
It was like, they're like, oh, it's a prime ribeye.
Yeah, the ribeye is.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
It's probably, I think it's better than a ribeye, actually.
It's incredible.
It
tastes like a steak.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like fowl.
It doesn't.
It tastes like a damn steak. And I was like, oh, I'm going to. Anyway, I can't.
Yeah, we were mowing them down there. We were like, when are we cooking them? So yeah, that is a huge deal. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, but and some people will say, you know, birds don't taste good. It depends on, you know.
Oh, I disagree.
But listen, it all depends on what they're eating. It's just like a deer or a bear.
And
or,
how you cook
or
it, you know.
It's how, right, it's how you cook. There's no doubt it's that. But it's also what they're eating, you know what I mean? There's no doubt. So that's got a lot into it. I mean, you know, we always have this Brad up in Canada, Brad Fenson, who's an outdoor writer and is always, you know, him and I are like peas and carrots all the time. We're all over the place. And he always gets, you know, people when he's talking to him at shows because he does a lot with Camp Chef and stuff. And he's always cooking and he's always cooking snows because, you know, you always have a pile of snows because, you know, up there you can just, I mean, you can just pile them as high as you can see, right? And he always has snows, and he always is cooking, like, the legs. And the people are like, this isn't a snow goose leg. This isn't a snow goose. And he's like, yeah, it is. And, like, he'll go to these events and cook all this, you know, wild game, and that people are, like, freaked out. They're like, no way. And we're like, yeah. And the other thing up there is you got to understand, like, the snows, before they start making their southern trip, you know, they're just like everything else up there. They're eating the grain. You know, they're eating all the good stuff. When they start heading south, it's kind of like our geese over here in the I-5 corridor is they're eating a lot of grass. So that definitely changes their diet and everything about them. But, I mean, when those snows are hitting the corn and the grain and sliding down, yeah, you just got to figure out how to cook them. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a snow goose to eat. Nothing at all, you know?
Yeah, you just got to figure it out. There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
Yeah, so.
Well, good. I'm glad you got to get on with us, bro.
Yeah.
You know, hit Alex up, Gundog Outdoors, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. Check him out. Check the stuff out. If you don't have one of those safety systems for the dog, you know, and this is the other thing. If you got a guy who's got a dog that's out of control, that's a great Christmas present. I'm just going to slide it to you
exactly
right now.
Right.
That's a great
We've
idea.
Been going
bro,
crazy. It's been,
I got something
the thing
for
is
your
we
dog.
We haven't done a lot of advertising for it. And it's just like, really, it's just social media. And,
yeah.
And it's a good product. And I think why we're selling so many now is just a word of mouth. People realize
There's
what
no
a
doubt.
Good tool it is. Because it's
no
a tool.
Doubt.
It's, you know, people at first are like, oh, I don't need to put that in my dog. It's embarrass my dog. You know what? It's hunting. It's like who you do whatever you feel is right, whatever.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. It's like, who tells you what you can do, what you shouldn't do? You know, you shouldn't worry about what other people think. And it's a great tool. And now people are just, they love it. And there's plenty of people who would just use a leash and tie down their dog.
That's right.
To prevent it from breaking. That's a smart thing to do. Better than having a dog that breaks and scaring
there's
birds
no doubt.
And get putting other people. You imagine what happens if a young person you take out hunting, a young kid, you take out hunting and a dog, your dog breaks and that kid shoots your dog accidentally. That kid's done. You just ruined that kid for hunting.
Yeah.
So it's just, and every show I do, someone comes up to me and tells me about a dog being shot because it broke. And
there's
and
no
I,
doubt.
I just, yeah. So
there's no doubt. So
it's a good tool. So.
All right. Well, listen, let's, We're gonna hook up here as we go. So if you need some, just give me a shout, and we'll just stay in touch and get you all squared up, and we'll get out hunting.
That sounds awesome. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
All good, buddy. All good. All right. If you need something, give me a shout, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. You take care, Mark.
Thanks, bud.
Bye. You bet. Bye.
All right. Bye. Alex Langbelt, Gundog Outdoors. Alex just got some cool stuff. He's just a down to earth guy. Great stuff. Good guy, and just super, super intelligent as far as the hunting industry, filming, everything about the industry, and now he's making his own products and doing his thing and making money and helping the industry. You know, he found a problem or he found something that needed somewhat of a solution and came up with it. I mean, that's where most of the products have come from. You know, you find out what the problem is, or if there is a problem or could be a problem, and then you make a solution for it, and then, bam, there's your products. So Dave just chimed in and said that he actually bought one of those and was using it. So that's good. I got one. I got one at the duck club. I got one in the boat. And if I go somewhere else, I just yank the one out of the boat and go mobile. But it's not even about – it's not even about, you know, like just not your dog not breaking. It's just you can release him when you want as far away from like 8 feet or so, or you can make the check cord even longer, which you can have him remote or whatever. And you don't have to worry about the dog, you know, breaking or getting caught or doing anything. And then you just, if you have more than one dog, you can send one. It's just a lot easier than if you do have the dog, you know, chained up or clipped, that it's just not such a fight. It's just a shackle and you just release them and off they go. So it has made life easier, definitely, especially, you know, if you have more than one dog, they're always, you know, they're always in a competition, no matter, there's just that drive in the dog to go. So it doesn't matter what, you know, how tempered the dogs are or how nice they are, they're always going to want to beat the other dog to the bird. It's just that instinct. So more competition definitely comes out the more dogs you get. So let's see, I'll check who's if anybody's got any questions or comments. You'll listen to the Final Approach Podcast. This is number 3. So thank you to Mossy Oak and Federal Ammunition and Benelli for helping us out this year and just being good partners and being on the ride with us. Let's see. Jim Sconyers, I see a bud in Montana now. Jim and I used to hunt in California. And oh man, we had a great time. Matt Guerin, appreciate you checking in on us, bud. So yeah, I mean, if there's anything, what I'm going to do is anybody that checked in and shot us a little shout on Facebook or got in the comments, I'm going to pick a couple people when the show's over, when the podcast is over, and I'll send you guys some products. So if you are listening or in on it right now while we're live, make sure you throw your name on the bottom down there, and we'll give away some products. I don't know what I'm going to send you. I'll see where you are and think about what you would use, because I don't want to send you something you won't use or something that'll sit somewhere. I'll get you something that you can, you know, get to and get after it. So I might even check in with you and say, hey, do you hunt out of the boat? Do you chase them in the field? Like, what do you do? So we get you the right thing and get you all lined up and all on the right stuff. I touched on it before, so you know, spread the word. We're on the YouTube channel. We got that going. Just look up Final Approach. If you want to go back and listen to the other podcasts, if you didn't listen to the first two, we're just kind of getting going. So you can go on Apple Podcasts. You go there. And as well, we're on Instagram and Facebook, and you can just kind of check in with us there. And if you got questions, we're pretty fast at getting back to you on direct message or, you know, messages off of Facebook or anything. So we're just trying to do what we can. We're trying to build as many cool products as we can, get them to you and get them at a good price. So if there's anything that you guys need or have questions on, feel free to just throw back at us and we'll come back to you. All right, Bobby, that's about all I got, so we can wrap this up. So if you guys need anything, like I said, just check us out. FABrand.com is the website. If you're looking for any deals, you can go to the Rogers site on Rogers Sporting Goods. They're always blowing some stuff out. And they have a lot of the old stuff that we had in inventory when we bought the company. So, you know, all the old stuff with the red logos. I mean, God, there was, you know, hats and shirts and blind bags and gun cases and stuff that we are just blowing out. So if you want to stock up on some, you know, Christmas presents before it blows up, and we had some, you know, older style decoys, and oh man, we're just ripping through all those products so we can, you know, make some room and bring in some newer stuff, which there's more coming as we speak. So the blue stuff, the blue logo is all the new stuff. We just got brand new hats in this week. We just got blue ones, we got gray ones, and then we got, yes, we did get the flat bill ones in. There's a brown one and a blue one. I'm not that flat bill guy. I'm the old unstructured, you know, trucker hat guy. So so if you want to get some new hats, we got some new hats. We still got some new shirts. We got the legacy hoodie jumped up there. That's the old school FA logo, which is pretty cool. So you always got to remember where you came from. So all right, so that's podcast number 3 for Final Approach. We appreciate you guys checking us out. And like I said, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. And appreciate everybody checking in, and I'll get in contact with you guys once we get off here and see who I can throw some gear to. All right, so that's all she wrote for podcast number 3. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.